Macmillan Audio presents The Spire by Richard North Patterson. Read for you by Holter Graham. Prologue. The Offer. 16 years after the murder of Angela Hall had precipitated the decline of Caldwell College, Mark Darrow returned to campus, standing in the shadow of the spire. Darrow had come at the urgent request of Dr. Lionel Farr, his professor and mentor, one of the seminal figures in Caldwell's history and in Darrow's life. It was the end of the spring semester, and blossoming dogwood trees set between generous oaks brightened the landscape with pink. Even here, Darrow could detect Farr's influence. Since becoming provost, Lionel Farr had overseen the planting of pine trees and neatly tended gardens, giving the foliage both variety and order. But the buildings, spaced throughout, had no particular theme. The oldest, elaborate brownstones with Gothic steeples and towers, were mixed with square, staid structures from the late 19th century, and newer buildings in a variety of architectural styles, some more nondescript than others. As a student, Darrow had found this hodgepodge engaging, a stone-and-brick record of the growth of Caldwell College over time. Though the campus would never resemble that of a picture-book college, these structures had housed generations of students and nurtured much learning, including, as Darrow gratefully remembered, his own. The current students looked much like Darrow's classmates had all those years ago, with the subdued, somewhat dazed look of college kids.